Democratic members of the Senate Appropriations Committee proposed several amendments to House Bill 1315 that would have changed or eliminated new rules for Muncie and Gary schools, now in the hands of state emergency managers. But with 9 Republican members to 4 Democrats, those amendments failed on votes for majority members. One proposed change would have limited Ball State University's involvement with the school district to 5 years, ending in mid-2023. As Democratic Senator Greg Taylor points out, the plan currently does not have an end date.
Without this opportunity to get Muncie Public School Corporation back in the hands of the taxpayers and the people and electing the board, we are doing what I believe to be something that's unconstitutional.
But Republican Senator Liz Brown agrees with its open-ended status.
I would love to be able to put a sunset on it. I would love to be able to say that this will be done. But looking at the chronology in the Muncie School District, this cesspool didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to be righted anytime soon.
One amendment did pass by a Republican majority vote. It makes changes to a new appointed school board. Of the 5 members appointed by Ball State, 2 would need to live within Muncie Community School's boundaries. 2 other members, appointed by the mayor and the city council, wouldn't stay appointed for long. After an initial 4-year term, those board positions would be elected seats. The amendment also moves Muncie's current elected school board to an advisory board until the members' elected terms are up. Then it abolishes that board. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.